1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much. It's really great to be here. Been having a great time so far. Oh, wait. Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Just one big thank you. I want to thank Sarah and Becca Guess, who are your host for the new talent competition. Those two gals did a great job, so give them a hand. Hi, my name's Dave. Thanks for sticking around. I'll be with you all through the afternoon and evening. Welcome to Old Settlers number 24. It's good to be here. Good to see you all here. And we got a great afternoon and evening of music going on here. Don't forget the Hill Country stage as well. So, for those of you that maybe think the ukulele is a novelty instrument, be prepared to change your mind about that. Yeah, some of you already know about this character. He's been playing this instrument since age of 4, I understand. And since then, he's taken the instrument places that we never thought it would go. He's completely redefined the ukulele, really. And that's taken him to places like the Monterey Jazz Fest. He's played for the Queen of England, and now he's playing the pinnacle of his career, the Old Settlers Music Festival. Yeah. Please welcome Jake Shimakamura.
Thank you so much. It truly is a great to be here. It's been a while since I've been back to Austin, and so it really is. It's fantastic to be here. The weather is just absolutely gorgeous today. Feels like I'm back home in Hawaii. So, but we don't have quite as good Salt Lake barbecue back home in Hawaii. So this is. I'm gonna start off with a song here. It's a new tune off of my new album called 1-4-3, and this is a song that was inspired by my days in high school. Because see, when I was in high school, cell phones weren't popular yet, so everyone carried pagers. And if you had a pager in high school, especially if you were dating someone, you would page them, and you would put the numbers 1-4-3. That was kind of the romantic thing to do, because 1-4-3 was the numeric pager code for I love you. So this is a song inspired by those three numbers, and hope you enjoy this. Here we go. Thank you. Want to say congratulations to Grace back there, who just won the youth competition. I was backstage and I got to enjoy all the great music that was happening before I got up here, and it's fantastic. You know, there's just so many young, amazing, talented musicians that I see them on YouTube all the time, and they're just phenomenal. So it's really great. I'm so glad that that the festival here is so supportive of young musicians. You know, it's really fantastic. This next song was there's kind of a funny story behind this tune. I was it's another new tune that was inspired by. Well, see, when I first started playing the ukulele, I played a lot of traditional Hawaiian music. You know, I was born and raised in Hawaii, so I played a lot of things that sounded like this. And I played that all the time. And, you know, three simple chords. With those three chords, you can play about 300 traditional Hawaiian tunes. And then I remember when I was a freshman in high school, a friend of mine handed me a VHS tape of a Van Halen concert. And I remember popping that in, and I was just glued to that video. I mean, I saw Eddie Van Halen just shredding on the guitar, his bandmates just running across the stage, jumping off the stage, and having such a wonderful time. And I thought to myself, that's what an ukulele concert should be like. So this next song was kind of inspired by that rock ukulele idea, and it's a song called "Bring Your Ads," because an ads is an ancient cutting tool that resembles a small axe, and the Hawaiians would use this to cut wood for their canoes and things like that. And so I remember in the world of rock and roll, there's a phrase that goes, "Bring your axe." Because guitar players often refer to their guitars as their axe. And so I really like that phrase, but I wanted to change it a little bit, make it a little bit more Hawaiian ukulele-ish. So since an ukulele is a little smaller than a guitar, I thought "Bring Your Ads" would be more appropriate. So here's my take on rock ukulele. Here's a song called "Bring Your Ads." Thank you. All right. I like to do one here. This is a song that was inspired by a friend of mine whose grandmother was in the hospital, and you know, she was very ill, and she would have these hallucinations of blue roses on the ceiling above her bed. And at night, these blue rose petals would fall on top of her, and she shared this with me, you know, shortly before she passed, and I thought it was such a beautiful vision, so it inspired this next piece. This is a song called Blue Roses Falling. Thank you. All right, I'm going to try one here. This is a song about being a kid and drinking one too many Shirley Temples. This is a song called Me and Shirley Tea. And it's actually, it's funny because it wasn't until about a year after I wrote this song that I discovered that Shirley Temple was a real person. So I hope you enjoy this. Here is a Me and Shirley Tea on the ukulele. That's what happens when you drink one too many Shirley Temples. I'd like to try something here. This is a song that was inspired by one of my heroes, the great Ralph McDonald. And I met him recently while touring with Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. And this is a song that was based on an Egyptian rhythm that he taught me a few years ago, and it's basically a 9-8 rhythm. But what's unique about this rhythm is the way that you subdivide, you know, the beats. So 9-8 meaning that you have 9 beats in a measure. You take those 9 beats, and you take the first 3 beats, make that a group, and next 2 you make that a group, and the next 2 another group, and the last 2 another group. So you have one group of 3, and three groups of two. So 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, and those are your nine beats. And then you take the first beat in each subgroup and you accent that beat. So then it becomes 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 3, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. And then you speed it up. And then it sounds like 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1- when I was practicing this rhythm, I started just this kind of almost like a bass line came to me, and I started playing it to this rhythm, and then I started, it made me very nervous. I started having these images of being trapped in this burning building, and it was just really strange and bizarre. But it's amazing how powerful rhythm and music can be, you know, because it can just conjure up all of these different emotions and these different images in your mind. So I'd like to play this for you. This is a song called Trapped, and it's based on this Egyptian rhythm here. Hope you enjoy this. I'm gonna try another one here. This is another original piece, and this is a song about gasoline. And when I was a kid, I remember riding around with my dad, and for some reason my dad was always low on gas. So as soon as we get into his truck, the very first stop was always the nearest gas station. And we'd pull into the gas station, the attendant would come to the window, and my dad would say, $5 unleaded. And back then in Hawaii, that was almost a full tank of gas. And so I wrote this song, you know, was inspired by those childhood memories. And this song was basically expresses the different emotions that we feel as the gasoline in our tank rises and falls. So I wrote it in three parts. The first part is when you're driving around with a full tank of gas. You know, so the music's very happy, bouncy, you feel like you can go anywhere. The second part is when that fuel light starts flashing. And then you get a little worried and a little stressed out looking for the nearest gas station. And then the third part is actually when you find that gas station, you pull in, you stop, you fill up your gas tank, goo 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 goo, and then you feel happy again. So I hope you enjoy this. This is a song called $5 Unleaded. Thank you very much. All right, let's try something a little fun. Here's something I like to call Bluegrass Ukulele. It's a song called Orange World. This is a tune that was inspired by a tour I did a few years ago, touring with the great Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. And, I hope you like this. Here we go. Thank you very much. I like to do something really different now. This is a song, it's actually, it was an experimental piece that I arranged a few years ago. And there's a traditional Japanese instrument called the koto. And it has the most incredible sound. It has 13 strings, it sits on the floor, and you play it with these massive finger picks. And when I first heard the koto, I mean, I was like almost moved to tears. I mean, it was just so beautiful. And I remember thinking to myself, how can I make my ukulele sound more like a Japanese koto? So this is a traditional Japanese song that's played on the koto, and it's called Sakura Sakura, and it's about the cherry blossom season in Japan. And so this arrangement was, I guess, my attempt at trying to make my little 4-string Hawaiian ukulele sound more like a 13-string Japanese koto. So I hope you like this, go something like this. I'd like to send this song out to our, you know, everyone that has maybe some friends or some family or connection to the people over in Japan right now that are just, it's been so devastating, you know. You know, it's festivals like these that a lot of singer-songwriters really got their start, and this next song that I'd like to perform for you is a song that was written by one of my favorite poets and songwriters. And to me, covering the song of another artist is really like wearing your favorite basketball player's jersey. Yeah. You know, it's just expressing your love and admiration for an incredible human being. So at this time, I'd like to put on my Leonard Cohen jersey for you. And and play one of my favorite Coen songs. This is a tune that I recorded on my most recent album called Peace, Love, Ukulele. But it's a song that was covered by many of my favorite artists, people like Jeff Buckley, Katie Lang. Some of you may recognize this from the movie Shrek. Here is Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, you guys have been absolutely wonderful, and I want to thank everyone here for just having me and inviting me to be here. No, it truly is. It's really, really an honor. Some of my buddies are going to be performing here tonight. I know Sonny Landreth is going to be here, and looking forward to seeing him, and also the great Sam Bush will be here as well. Yeah, it's been wonderful. And the last, actually, I got to play with Sam last year. We did a little jazz festival up in Germany together. That was a lot of fun. And Sonny Landreth, you know, sometimes he comes out on the road with Jimmy Buffett, and so we get to do some things together as well. And they're both such inspirations for me, and it's so great that they're here supporting the festival this year. But I'm gonna play one more tune here, and this is one of my favorites. It's a song that was written by another great artist, and if it weren't for this song, I probably wouldn't be here today. About 6 or 7 years ago, I was doing this ukulele show called Ukulele Disco. And it was a local television show in New York City that featured different ukulele players. And so they asked me if I wanted to be on the show, and I said, yeah, sure, you know. So I appeared on the show, it aired on TV, and then I went back home. And then this was about 6 or 7 years ago, and around that time there was an internet site called YouTube that had just started out. And so somehow a clip from this TV show got on YouTube, and people found this clip and started emailing it to their friends. And it was actually one of the first videos on YouTube to go viral about 6 years ago. And so here's probably my favorite song to play on the ukulele. And I hope you enjoy this. I'm going to put on my George Harrison jersey now. And here is George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps, as seen on YouTube. My name is Jake Shimobukuro. Thank you so much. You guys have been fantastic. I'll see you real soon. Thank you very much. You guys got time for another song? You know, like I said before, I started playing the ukulele when I was 4 years old. And I got into it because my mom played. And I just fell in love with this instrument. You know, I tell people all the time that I believe the ukulele is the instrument of peace. And if everyone played the ukulele, the world would be a better place. You know, it's like, it's amazing because, you know, I mean, up until a few years ago, there was really no such thing as a touring solo ukulele player. And so I just feel so, so blessed to be here. I want to acknowledge my tour manager and engineer there, Zito, Jason Zito. Thanks, Jason. And how about a hand for, you know, all the people that put this together and make this happen year after year. I'm gonna play one more song here, and this is It's a song that I recently recorded, and if any of you are interested, after this song, I think I'm gonna head out to that tent back there. We do have some CDs and T-shirts and things. If any of you are interested, and I'll be hanging out back there. So please come by and say hello. Especially if you're from Hawaii, please come by and say hello. It's always good to run into other Hawaiians. But this is a song that I grew up listening to my whole life, especially after seeing the movie Wayne's World. And it's a tune that I didn't think would be possible to play on the ukulele, especially as a solo ukulele arrangement. But it's one of my favorite tunes. It's one of the greatest classic rock tunes of all time. And it's always gonna be a work in progress for me, but I hope you enjoy this. This is what I have so far. And I'm gonna put on my Freddie Mercury jersey for you and play you a little bit of my arrangement of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. That's the best thing about playing the ukulele is that, you know, audiences all over the world have such low expectations of the music. So I love it. It's great. You guys have been great, so thank you so much. Like I said, it really is an honor to be on the stage to play for you and to be a part of this wonderful festival. So thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be hanging out in the back. Hope to see you there. Thank you so much. Aloha. Woo!
It's Jake Shimabukuro, the master of the ukulele.